Greetings, fellow makers. It's Bill here.
And Britt.
And welcome to Prop Live Q&A. Except today it's different. Today it's punished props off the clock. That's right. It's a little later. It's on a different day because we're going to a convention this weekend. We've got some drinks because we are officially off the clock. That's right. So here's what's going on. Normally we collect questions during the week and we tackle them, like more prop and costume making technique questions. But today we're taking our questions directly from the chat right here next to me. So all of our wonderful prop tarts are live with us and they're going to be sending us questions. This is kind of an AMA, ask me anything, so that people can get to know us a little bit better, maybe ask us about props and costumes and stuff, ask us about business things, ask us about life. Whatever you got, start throwing it our way in the chat. So thank you guys for showing up live on a different day. And we're going to get started here. I guess the only real news we have is we're going to a convention this weekend.
Yeah. If you're in South Texas, we'll be at South Texas Comic Con. So you should swing on by. It's in McAllen. I don't even know how to pronounce the town we're going to. I've never been this far south. And I've also never been to Texas, so
it's as far south in Texas as you can go without being in Mexico.
Yeah, it'll be an experience. It's going to be 100 degrees,
yep.
So we'll probably just be inside at the convention, hopefully to meet some of you there.
Yeah, I do hope we meet a bunch of you guys there. Yeah. Okay, so, ready to get started?
Yeah, I figure I can do the chat so you don't have to keep reading it.
I'll just keep looking up at it.
All right, you can do that.
That's fine. Ivy cool. Doom Kitty says, pineapple or no pineapple? If we're talking about pizza, I can't really do the pineapple on a pizza thing.
It's all right.
It's okay.
I wouldn't choose pineapple on anything
no.
or for anything, but if it's there, I'll eat it.
Pineapple by itself, I'm on board.
Quick story, we were in college, and me and a couple of my other sweet mates all just shared a raw pineapple and ate it. When you do that, the acid isn't removed. When you get pineapple in a can, it's already been processed.
Oh.
So it will start eating the inside of your mouth, and all the inside of our mouths got destroyed.
So you guys just
ate
too
pineapple
much.
Until the acidity inside a raw pineapple is ridiculous.
Oh my goodness.
Especially if you eat like a third of a pineapple.
Yeah.
So, this is what we used to do to keep entertaining college.
Thanks, Ivy, and thank you for stopping by. I hope I get to see Ivy sometime soon. Who knows? We're going to a crap ton of conventions.
Oh, you want
to
show up Buddha Cat?
Buddha Cat is here. There he is. There you go, buddy.
Looking derpy as usual.
Yep. That's our buddy. All right, let's grab some more questions from you guys there. Okay, great. Let's just scroll up a little bit here. Sergeant Ballistic says, it was awesome meeting you at PAX East. Awesome meeting you, too. Still early, but what conferences have been your favorite so far this year? Emerald City was awesome.
Yeah, and it's
kind of a little biased.
Yeah, Bill was coming into a cold during Emerald City, which was a bummer.
And then I was still sick for PAX, and I got more sick.
Yeah, PAX was also really fun. I just love getting to meet people at conventions, so it's not, I mean, like, Emerald City, we like that our friends enjoy coming to Seattle and going to Emerald City so much that they fly from all over the country to go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, like, it makes me really proud that they want to come see us and see the convention. So.
Ivy is says, Dragon Con, baby. Phoenix Revival says, Dragon Con hype.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't been to Dragon Con this year, obviously. So not yet this year. But I have a feeling that it's going to be pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Iona Let had a question. Will you two be back in California? Yes, we will. We'll be at a sort of a private event thing in a couple of weeks. But I might go to VidCon in a couple of weeks after that.
Yeah, VidCon. it's on the schedule. We don't have any plans set in stone, but Bill might go.
Yeah.
It's apparently a great place to learn things, and we have a lot left to learn with YouTube and video content. So,
I will probably fly down for that and stick around for a few days so I can go visit some friends and whatnot. So, yes, California again. Grail was...
Everyone is saying that Booty Cat and Buddha Cat are similar, so some people
it's
thought...
It's not Booty Cat?
No, it's Buddha, as in, if you go to YouTube and search, what is the name of the video? Buddha Cat... Something. I don't know. There's a video of him looking fat and derpy.
Yeah. Let's grab some more questions here. Grail says, now that it's over, what are your thoughts on cosplay Melee? Overall, I thought it was pretty great.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. No one talked about it. There's still one episode just came out. The only thing I don't like, the format was a little wonky, having one person eliminated right away and then three people continuing.
Yeah.
But I think a bit of a tweak to the format, and it could be really cool.
I'm super happy the show got made. I know how hard that is to go through a network and have an idea actually, you know, like they made six whole episodes. It wasn't even just a pilot. Like, I think it's great that it got done, but I believe they already got approved for a second season, hopefully. I don't know.
I have no idea. Yeah.
Well, if they ever do a second season, maybe they'll tweak the format a little bit. Like, I'm sure the first season of Face Off is probably different than what they do with Face Off now. All the years.
Oh, yeah. The format probably just evolves over time.
So, like, it's fine. Yep. Like, I really like the show. I get way into it. So, if you haven't seen Cosplay Melee, I highly recommend it. You go over to just sci-fi.com, Cosplay Melee, if you're in the U.S.
Yeah.
Other countries, I don't know. However you normally watch stuff on sci-fi is how you do that.
The one thing I like the most, though, it seems like every episode they took an opportunity to show one person, these are people competing, showing one of them helping out the other one. It seems like they intentionally put that in every episode. I thought that was awesome.
That was really neat.
Yeah.
And I do love how they kind of like, it seems like they ask the contestants, like why do they cosplay, and it's great to see such a variety of answers, because that's so true. I mean,
and
that's
to hear
what,
everyone's story.
Everyone's story is different. Like, not everyone cosplays for your the way you personally cosplay, so it's really neat to just see the huge variety, and I think that's good for the normal people to see.
Mm-hmm.
To see how wide and varied we are.
Okay, let's grab another one. Raptor Props has a finance question. Do you guys pay yourself, or do you reinvest back into your business? For the first 3 or 4 years, every shred of money that Punish Props made got sent back into the business. And in fact, for the first year or two, I was in the red. I spent more money than I made. Since then, we finally kind of turned the corner, especially having Britt around for the last 2 years has helped us get ahead. So we've been able to start saving money, but it's not consistent. Like, we don't get a paycheck every week. I think it's at some point it'd be great to live that way. Like, that seems like that'd be awesome. We just haven't got to that point yet, nor have we like figured it out.
I think it's a little easier now than it used to be, because we were doing the thing which it worked out great. Like, I highly recommend this for couples. I think we did this because my sister and her husband do it that way, where no matter what your jobs are, you both put the same amount.
We had a shared account.
Yeah, we put the same amount in a shared account.
And we both contributed to it equally.
Yeah, so it was like an equal contribution, but it was like, it was more like percentage-wise. So it wasn't like if someone made more money, it wasn't like they got to buy more toys.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
I don't remember exactly how we did it, because now it's just like, our money
now
just goes to the business.
All Punish Props money is our money, and it goes, mostly into the business. But then we have a shared savings account for personal that we put money into to save up for things like a house or
a new shop
or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's grab another quick one. Crosswinds Cosplay says DC or Marvel? I like them both, but my favorite character is Wolverine, so I tend to lean Marvel.
I grew up with Marvel, which makes DC more fun for me now, because I don't know any other stories.
Yeah, true.
So like Doctor Strange was super cool, because I was like, I didn't know any of that. So like I used to watch the X-Men cartoon a lot and the Iron Man cartoon. There was, it's Fantastic Four. That's
Marvel.
Yeah. I would
so
watch
Doctor
that
Strange.
One too. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Doctor Strange is Marvel too. It was like that with Iron Man too. Like before the movies came out, I didn't really know too much about him, but yeah, like, I think the Batman movies are the only ones I would see. So anytime they do something else DC, like even Wonder Woman, I'm really excited for Wonder Woman because I don't know anything about her Amazon past, like nothing.
That's really.
I just
cool.
know she looks cool.
All right, Jagfist says Pepsi or Coke. I'll drink either, but I tend to go for Manhattans. I tend to go for like Coke Zero. Actually, I like Coke Zero.
No, they're both fine.
Love me that aspartame. Let's see, DLSV Props posted a link. My chat's on a different computer. I can't show you guys, but everyone else should click on that. Whatever it is, I'm sure it's cool. Sergeant Ballistic says, besides The Last Jedi, what upcoming movies are you guys psyched to recreate some props from? That's a good question. Not just something we're excited about, but something we want to recreate props from.
It's tricky because a movie like I'm very excited for the new Thor that's gonna be coming
Yeah.
out. It's coming out like November, I think. But it's like I'm excited to see other people make the props from that because it's like I know I'm not gonna get around to it.
Yeah.
I think it's like that for me for most movie content. Like people are already working on the costumes from it. And the movie's not even out yet, and I'm really excited to follow along. But I
Also
don't think I'm gonna make
I
anything.
don't make a lot of movie props. I'm
No.
more excited about video game things.
Yeah.
Like Britt's playing Horizon Zero Dawn. Every time you get a new set of armor or a new weapon, I'm like, I want to make that. No, now I want to make that.
Horizon Zero Dawn is a lot of fun.
It's so
Yeah.
pretty. Let's grab this one here from BMR Tech Design. I'm interested in starting to Twitch stream. What would be your suggestions about how to do this? Get a webcam, go live, do that once a week. That's it.
Yeah.
Just
Yeah.
whatever it is you're excited to share on Twitch, do that thing. Do it consistently. Do that for a while.
Yeah.
Once you get into a groove and a rhythm, you can start figuring out like how to do the overlays and how to do all the technical cool things. But really, just going live and showing off a thing you're passionate about and doing that consistently is the best and only way to get started.
That's really good advice, and that works for so many other things. Like if you want to start doing YouTube videos, like just start recording, roughly edit it down, and just throw it up there, and just keep doing it consistently. Actually, Harrison on Vulpin Props did how he does his live stream setup. His is something he kind of worked on, and he kind of gets into that how it's not how he started, but his is geared toward a big shop live stream setup, and that's not something you need to start with, but it's kind of neat to start tucking all that information away to see how that could help you.
Quick note, if you're in the chat and you want to ask us a question, do at punished props in the chat so it's much easier for us to see.
Yeah, it shows up in a different color if you
Yeah,
do the at
yeah. It
punished
doesn't show
props.
up like that on this list here, but for the thing I'm seeing. Okay, Nadjet says, what's your favorite prop and or costume? One of my favorites has to be the Draugrs.
That we've done, I assume, is the
Yeah.
question. The
That was a lot of
Draugrs.
fun.
Yeah.
It's like the most fun to wear. It gets the best reaction. It's the one we spent the most time on, I think.
Yeah, we actually usually don't get to spend time on our costumes too much. Like,
Yeah.
I know with my Assaultron, there was a couple pieces I wanted to remake, but it's like I don't have time to do it. So, but the
Yeah.
Draugrs, we upgraded the next year. They didn't always have those cool skull masks.
Let's see here. Quick note too. Grenthor the Mighty just resubbed for 8 months. Thanks, Grenthor.
Thank you, Grenthor.
And then Kagato AMV, our buddy Nick says, any chance you two might make Overwatch costumes for BlizzCon this year? I haven't actually played Overwatch, so I'm not really like in love with any of the characters.
Yeah, I really like the art, but I haven't played it.
Yeah. I will say that we watched all of the cinematics for all of StarCraft 2 last night. So I'm way more into StarCraft, way more into Warcraft. That I'd be more likely to pick something from that. All right, we got a pile just came in. Garrus Vakarian or Jal, who's the best space boyfriend? Obviously Garrus. Obviously.
Oh, is
Obviously.
Jell the new guy?
Yeah.
He's the new guy. Yeah, we haven't played too much of
Yeah.
Andromeda yet.
But I know who he is. I met him.
Yeah. You
He's
didn't have that
no Garrus.
spark.
He's no Garrus. Thank you, Nico Mander, for that one. Did you guys go to Star Wars Celebration? Yes, we did. Actually, I just started putting together some of the video. That'll go up on our second channel. But I just started sifting through. It's not a ton of video. We didn't like interview or
Yeah.
anything,
We have a
but
little video that'll be going up on Punished Props Extras, our second YouTube
yeah.
channel for we went to Harry Potter Universal in Florida. So we have a little like 2.5 minute video of our silly antics there.
Yeah.
That'll go up this week, and that one might go up next week. We'll
Right,
see. We're also
yeah.
traveling again next weekend, so there's a lot of traveling in our
Yeah.
future.
Blitzagog wants to know, what movie have you watched more than 50 times? That's a good question. Mine, I know mine.
The Crow?
No.
No. Oh, Matrix.
Highlander.
Oh,
Come
Highlander.
on.
You've watched a lot of movies over 50 times.
I haven't watched those. I have definitely watched Highlander 50
Highlander.
times. How about you?
I don't know. Probably nothing. Like
What's the one you watch the most?
the hour wise would be The Lord of the Rings because they're so long. I don't know.
I probably watched Gladiator a lot because there was a stretch of time when DVDs were a new thing, where it was the only DVD I had.
Yeah.
And I watched that, and I was in college, and I watched that one a lot. Let's grab another one here. Grail1505 says, I remember passing the Draugrs at Salt Lake Comic Con a few years back before I even knew you guys. Any thoughts on attending again if invited? If invited is the key.
Mm. That was just you there for that.
That was just me. Yeah.
I haven't been to that one.
Yes. Let's grab another one. Foo Fighter says, you ever make a Destiny Warlock costume? Funny enough, neither one of us played a Warlock. I played a Titan.
Oh, after launch, I played a Hunter, but I played all three classes.
Well, Brittany played a lot of Destiny when she worked there.
But yeah, we'll see what happens in Destiny 2.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll make a Warlock.
Probably not as cool as the Titans.
Warlocks get really cool robes, and they get cool space helmets.
All right, we got to choose some questions here. Let's see. Gloomdar says, why two channels? The extras channel is the core of our content, the tutorials and everything, those go on the main channel. Most people want to see that. The extras channel is for, it's exactly that. It's extra stuff. Most people don't want to watch that, we found. So we put it on a different channel. They don't have to see it in their feed.
Yeah, so it has everything from, like, this Q&A will go up on our second channel. So, like, long-form Q&A content. If we just go hang out at a convention, that goes up on our second channel. So, like, the Harry Potter stuff will live there. Mm-hmm. It lets us be free to do whatever we want, whereas our main channel is very laser-focused into teaching people how to make props and costumes.
Okay. Nadget says, if we want to show you guys your props and costumes, how do we do that? Tag Chinbeard on Twitter. That's the best way to do it. I check Twitter all day, every day.
At Chinbeard
on Twitter. Terry over at Vector Sigma Creation says, you have any new Lego, awesome Lego builds? Do we?
You want to go get the car? It's in the other room.
No, I built a VW Bug a couple months ago.
Yeah.
But that's about it. Let's see. Glyptodont says, do you prefer building an entire costume, just the interesting props or accessories?
I miss building full costumes.
Yeah, I haven't done a full costume in almost a year.
Yeah. It is, like, there is always, seems to be the, me falling in love with a character is always, there's always some special thing I like about them, and then I end up liking the whole
right.
costume. So, yeah, it is, it's usually a cool weapon or a cool helmet, but I do like to make the whole costume.
Yeah. I gotta start a new one soon.
Yeah.
Let's see. In fact, I made some steps today. I commissioned a friend to help with some design work, but more on that when I have more to show. Let's see here.
Cut to a year from now.
Yeah. Stormray says, having seen your Fallout builds, how about a Nuka-Cola Quantum X-01 power armor in the future? We're probably not going to build Fallout power armor ever. I'm sorry. Other people have done it, though, so look it up. They're kind of cool.
Yeah, I love the Nuka-Quantum armor, though. That'd be fun.
BMR Tech Design says, do you have a webcam suggestion? Whatever webcam you have, if you don't have one, the Logitech C920 is like the standard.
Yeah.
So go with that one. Sergeant Ballistic says, I have a technology and gaming YouTube channel with about 13,000 subs. I recently hit a plateau. I know numbers aren't everything, but I want to continue to grow. Have you experienced this? Any tips? We haven't seen like stuff stagnate because we just keep putting content out every single week, so the growth has been fairly consistent. But I will say we actually just grabbed a Skillshare video. Our buddy Jazza, look up Draw with Jazza on YouTube. He just put out a Skillshare video that's all about like making a living with YouTube. So
yeah.
Go sign up for the thing, go watch that.
Yeah, it looks like Skillshare is one of those websites, like kind of like the Stan Winston school type thing, only it's for like tutorial content. So like he has a whole video he just put out on there on how to get your YouTube channel started and suggestions on how to help it grow. We just started watching it. We made through the first two segments.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he has a lot of great advice in there. And I think the way it works is it's a subscription, but you get a couple months free. I think it's 2 months
free.
Yeah,
you have access to all the Skillshare videos.
Yeah.
So. Anyway.
Yeah. So it's worth checking it out.
Yeah, just go look up Jazza. Go check that out. It looks really great. We figure, even though we've been doing YouTube for a long time, we figured it's worth it just to see if we can help improve things.
I've already learned stuff.
Yes. I started taking notes. Okay. Beaumont wants to know if we're hyped for Destiny 2. Absolutely.
Especially after that cinematic trailer.
Yeah, the two teaser trailers they put out were incredible.
They're really good. I like the mix of humor and seriousness. It really matches the kind of how the players and the developers kind of have that.
Potato Prop says, have you ever made props for movies, and do you have any suggestions for an aspiring film prop maker? I made some props for our friends at Film Riot, more like short films for like YouTube videos and stuff. Mm-hmm. I haven't done anything for Hollywood. If you're looking to get into Hollywood prop making or make stuff for TV shows or movies, you have to move somewhere where they make them. So LA is a good place. Vancouver, British Columbia, probably a pretty good place. And Atlanta, of all places, has kind of a booming film making thing going on there. Mm-hmm. You gotta live there. You really do. You can't telecommute that kind of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an industry that works down to the wire a lot. So that's part of the reason why living nearby is crucial. You make yourself available. You always say yes to things. You always work really hard. And then when last minute things come up and you're available,
you can be Johnny on the spot.
Yeah. Like, and it's just, it's a kind of thing that just keeps, you keep getting more and more involved, and all of a sudden you become like more of a consistent member. And then like, that's seems to be the, everyone's story is different about how they got into the film prop industry. That seems to be always a similar thing, is like, you just need to get there and start doing it.
CS Skipro says, what project has been the most difficult and did you complete it? I'll tell you what, the Boolean Gemini, which is right behind Brittany, right there. Boop. That one was challenging because I hadn't done any CAD 3D modeling of that caliber ever. So I challenged myself to do that. And there are things about the 3D model that were definitely not done the correct way, but I made it work. Like, after the fact, I'm like, I can fix this with Bondo, it's fine, once it was 3D printed. So that one was very challenging. What about you?
They're all really challenging. It seems like every time I start a costume, I'm doing something new, a new technique I've never done before. So it's, I know, it's always a challenge. Always in my head, I'm like, oh, this will be easy. Like, I have it all planned out in my head, and then I start putting stuff together. I'm like, this is really hard. The proportions and the way things move. It's like making something work when you're wearing it, I think, is always a challenge.
Yeah,
no matter
if
it's cloth, because you don't know how it's gonna drape right, or what happens when you start walking, or you're gonna step on yourself. Yeah. It's always something.
All right, Phoenix Revival wants to know if we have new costumes for Dragon Con. I would like to. This one I started work on. Kind of started work on today would be for Dragon Con if it gets done in time.
Cool.
More on that when I know more.
Yeah. If yours ends up working out, maybe I'll have one that matches it.
That'd be
cool.
We'll
see how it goes.
We'll see how that one goes.
Yeah.
Sorry we're so vague, but when we say, like, I'm thinking about making X for Dragon Con, then that's all we hear for like 3 months.
Yeah.
People are like, how's that costume going? And I'm like, well, I haven't actually started it yet.
Yeah,
so we're super vague about it because we know you guys will hound us.
Yeah, and we do. We want to make mostly everything.
We do.
Like any cool, creative, awesome things we see, it's like, oh, I want to make that. So it's like, if I say that out loud, then it's like,
yeah,
I'm making a promise.
All right, let's see here. Glumdar says, in your videos, you mentioned putting a spray can in warm water for using. Do you live someplace cold, or is there another reason? He lives in Florida, and cold is 70 degrees. It's our basement is usually about 65 degrees, and warming up a bit more than that is nice and helpful. But, you know, give it a try. Warm up your can. Do a test. See if it looks better than a non-warm can.
Yeah, it comes out in a finer spray. I know.
Yeah.
Harrison goes more into detail in his painting and weathering book.
Yes.
That he has available on VulpenProps.com. It's also, the ebook is also on our site at PunishedProps.com.
Yeah.
Goes into tons of details about painting, and he does go over the paint can warming thing.
All right, D-Olf is curious how the Fallout Patreon build is coming. Not as far as I would like. I will tell you that I personally have had a challenge balancing making content for our patrons, exclusive content for our patrons, balancing that with making the normal content we do for the YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Because there needs to be a balance there, and I need to try and keep everyone happy. I will say lately I've been leaning closer to just making more stuff for the YouTube channel. But I totally understand that I owe some content to the patron people. And believe me, it's on my mind a lot, and I know I have a lot of work to do, but I will. I will get on that here pretty soon. I don't have any other looming projects that would be keeping me from doing that, other than flying to Texas tomorrow.
The good thing about all of that is there's a project that came up that had a deadline, so Bill had to shuffle his schedule around.
Yeah.
And so that project's done, and there will be a video coming out about it when all of that gets revealed. So there is something cool that has been happening that we will share with everyone.
Let's see here. Hey, Patch, it says, why are you doing this? It's 3:30 in the morning in the UK, and I should be in sleep. We're doing this. We did this because Monk told me to. He said, start it later just to bother Hey Patch. That's why.
I don't think that's true either, because I think it's a bad time for Monk, too.
Probably. Let's see. You should. Foo Fighter says you should make an acrylic sword that shows that glows using LEDs. We were just talking about doing a video showing how to diffuse light.
Yeah, we want to. We haven't done a video that specifically goes over that.
No.
If you go back, I think if you just go to punishprops.com, there's a little search thing.
Yeah.
If you type in, why can't I think of it? The
Monado sword.
The daggers that you made with the neon acrylic in them.
Wildstar.
Was that for Wildstar?
The Wildstar props.
Okay,
yeah.
If you just search for the word Wildstar, Bill used it's like a day glow acrylic, but you also put lights in them.
Yep.
So.
But yeah, we may not specifically do a sword, but we do have an LED video coming out soon.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. 1889 Workshop says, when are you gonna visit Phoenix again? In the winter, probably, because last time I went, it was way too hot. We don't currently have any plans to go to Phoenix, but maybe sometime soon. I don't know.
Yeah, they haven't asked us, so. They have a winter convention, though, right? Like
I'm not sure.
Oh.
Let's see. Grenthor the Mighty says, all the time and all the money, size is not an issue. Ultimate prop build. I want to build a hobbit hole and then live in it.
I think that counts as a prop build.
Sure does.
I get in on that. I think that would be really, really good times. I do like the idea of making all the livable parts cool looking, but also usable.
Yeah.
So like having cool props on the walls and
stone. Aiden Kelsey says, how hot do you make the water for the spray paint? As hot as your tap can get. Probably won't get hot enough to burst the can. If your tap water gets that hot, then there's a problem with your water heater. Let's see. Rob TC says, you had a chance to turn anything fun with the new Mr. Spinny yet? That's the new lathe that I got. And no, I haven't.
Did you name it Mr. Spinny?
No.
Oh.
And that's not its name. We'll come up with an appropriate name.
Oh, I thought I'd missed
through
something.
Through a formal
ceremony
with voting. That'll happen sometime soon. But I just haven't been home use it.
I still haven't made the vinyl cutter name for the shop vac. So
we need that
we're a little
too.
Behind. Yeah.
Let's see. DLC Props is curious about the YouTube ad apocalypse. Do you think it will affect you guys? Absolutely not.
No.
We have designed our business plan to work whether or not we make any money from YouTube ad revenue at all. That's important, and anyone who's thinking about making money through YouTube should consider.
It's like that for any platform, though.
Any platform.
If it's not just your website, like if you have a blog and you type on your website, it's like you have complete control over it. You can do whatever you want with it. But if your income only comes from something like live streaming on Twitch
or AdSense ads on your blog or whatever.
Yeah, it's like the way the AdSense works is through Google, and it's like, they could change. Actually, they're going to change. Every company is going to change over time,
mm-hmm.
and you don't want to constantly rely on them to earn a living.
Yep.
So you just want to have enough revenue streams going to make it so you can. Like, we got a little money from ad revenue on YouTube, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm. It's treat it as extra income.
Right. It's extra income we get to put into making our channel better, necessary to pay rent.
We don't use that money to keep this cat fed.
This guy.
This fella right there. Look at this guy. Okay. Blitz of God wants to know, breakfast for dinner or dinner for breakfast? I'm probably more likely to have breakfast food for dinner.
And I think that's cheating because you can have dinner for breakfast already, like steak. Was it chicken
steak
fried
counts,
chicken
yeah.
fried steak?
Let's see. Smelms is curious where we're getting the questions from. We're just dragging them in from the chat. This is super informal. If you just showed up, curious how to ask a question, we're just doing it in the chat. Boop. just do at Punished Props, drop a question in there, keep it short, we'll try and get to them.
We usually go through our a submission form on our website that goes to an email that I will upload to a document, and then Bill and the guest can read those questions there. That way I have all the questions and I can upload them to our website later so you can see what questions were asked. It's really cool. We're not doing that today. So we're doing it really
Cosmic
informal.
Flux is happy, though, because we're doing this while Cosmic Flux is home. Oh, people are excited about the kitty cat. Let's see here. Deolf is curious when the Sir Botsalot figures might be shipping out. I don't know. Our friends at Level 52 are handling them. I do know that at least most of them have already been cast. So I do think they need to be packaged and shipped. But also I know that Level 52 was crazy booked for
Monsterpalooza?
Yeah, Monsterpalooza. So they may be behind on stuff. But I do know that the kits should probably already be cast.
I know they're making like boxes for them.
So. Yeah, they're making them look really neat.
Oh, I have a friend now. He gave up.
Oh, alright, if you had to choose only one convention, what would it be? Probably Dragon Con?
Yeah, Dragon Con's a good all-around cosplay supportive convention. Example, like San Diego Comic-Con has a lot of really cool movie reveals and a lot of really good exhibitor hall stuff, but it's not as cosplay friendly, and the main reason we go to Dragon Con is to see our friends and see all the cool cosplay, so because it's all right in the hotel, like you don't have to go outside. It's awesome.
Filthy Kitty says, did you go to the March for Science? I was in San Jose for Silicon Valley Comic Con while that was going on. So I was working at the tested booth, and so I didn't go to the march. I was working, but I did talk to Adam Savage when he got back from the Science March. So does that count?
You got to talk to Kishore too.
I did, and Kishore, who organized most of that, he's a really cool guy. Mm. Yep. Meow. I don't see more. Oh, here's a fun one. Riptide MS is curious if you like fidget spinners and whether or not I thought of 3D printing one. A couple of things. I never have enough free time to fidget. My hands are always busy making stuff or editing video or whatever. But also, there's not a lot of value in that for our prop and costume making channel.
So I have a fidget spinner.
Do you?
Yeah, I'll get it. Keep going.
I think I know what this is. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people on YouTube are doing fidget spinner things because it's popular right now. I have absolutely no interest in them, and it's not really relevant to our YouTube channel, which is why we haven't done one. But Joel Telling did one, Maker's Muse did one, I think Barnacles did one, all buddies of ours. So if you're interested, there's plenty of fidget spinner content out there for everybody. Let's see here. Let's grab another one. Rogue Droid says, did you and Ted ever finish your gauntlets you started back in March? Nope, we did not. Instead, we went to Emerald City Comic Con. Oh, there's your spinner. Check this out. Ta-da! So that's a Sorcerer's Disc?
Yeah, from the video game Terra Online. Yep. I used to work at Endmass Entertainment. The art in that game is ridiculous and beautiful, so I made a prop when I worked there. This was in our Props from the Past video that we did a while ago. I don't remember the name of it. It was like Walk Down Memory Lane, I think. We go over some of our old props we made before we did video content. But so there's a bearing right here. And so that way this doesn't spin, but the outside does.
A couple things quick. Foo Fighter, we are not planning on making a Destiny Ghost. We already have a couple. They're hiding back there. You want to grab one of them?
Yeah, I'll grab those.
Patina Props, people keep typing at him instead of Punish Props. So Hey Patch keeps sending him chat messages.
I think it would be funny if Patina Props just starts answering everything.
Yeah, just answer the questions, Patina Props. Come on, what's the problem?
You probably feel a little overwhelmed. So
this is the collector's edition Ghost?
Yeah, it has the battery's dead in it, but you charge it with a plug. And I've never charged it, so it finally died.
Yeah.
But it has the Peter Dinklage voice on there.
It does, yeah.
It's
vintage.
And then I have this one, which was from getting to work on the game. It's like the... I think it was like the release launch edition. And the funny part is, this one doesn't have any electronics in it. They put a weight on the inside of it, so this actually almost feels heavier than this one. But this is from the same mold, like the injection mold they use, because the plugs and ports are still in the back.
Yeah, they're just not used.
Yeah, but they're just cast solid, so there's no like hole there, but you see the indents of where the holes would be. And like there's no lights or anything, so it's just a little like, I guess it's chromed. I don't know. Whatever, it's a shiny one. So
yeah.
These are our two ghosts that we have. Not really great for conventions because they are quite heavy, but I don't know. Maybe if we do Destiny 2 costumes, if I do a Guardian, maybe I'll make some kind of foam ghost at that point. So maybe next year. Who knows?
Yes.
Who knows?
So yes, Melms, Brittany worked on Destiny for quite a while.
Yeah.
Let's see here. They're basically, that's why we don't want to make a ghost. We already have two.
Yeah.
Let's see. Smelms also wanted to know about tips for making foam armor plates slide over one another. I did this for my Mass Effect armor. So if you look up go to punishprops.com, look up the Defender armor, you'll find it. I can't remember how detailed I got, but I made two pieces of foam slide over one another, and I hung one from the other one using nylon straps, nylon webbing, so that it would hang there, but it could tuck under it. And then in the back where I would bend over and it would stretch, I hung it using elastic straps so that it had some give.
You totally did that, especially in the chest area, so that when he would sit down, the inner part would slide up because it was just held by straps, and then gravity would pull it back down. That was very clever.
Yeah, it was. Let's see, a quick note from Filthy Kitty that the guy making the life-size K2 puppet on the RPF noted our book. That's
aww.
Awesome. And
that's
I believe
awesome.
Tested, if that's the same guy, then Tested did a video on him from the RPF party.
That K2 is looking awesome.
Yeah.
Like the puppeting, the ideas that he's figuring out for that is going to be really smart.
BMR Tech Design is curious. Do you save up for new tools or toys, or do companies approach you? Most of the tools we have are all tools that I wanted, we saved up for, and then we bought. So our laser cutter is a good example of that. The lathe that I just bought. I kind of put feelers out there. I let people know that I'm looking for one, and a fan sold me his, which was awesome. All the other tools, except for 3D printers.
Mm-hmm.
Once like the word got out that we did 3D printing stuff, a handful of companies came to us and offered us 3D printers to use in the shop. Like the Dremel we got from Autodesk, they hooked us up because they're partnered with Dremel.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimaker just sent us one because they're cool. We had a deal with to do one video to get the Sigma, which is cool.
Yeah, through Matter Hackers.
Yep,
yeah.
Matter Hackers helped us out there. And then...
it was the little Lulzbot Mini.
Yeah, we have a Lulzbot Mini. We haven't shown that one yet,
yeah.
but that's the thing we're doing with Lulzbot. It's going
to
be awesome.
Yeah, it was really nice of them, too, because Bill wants to do more with the flexible filament, but do it on... printer that's more designed for that, and the Lulzbot Mini
with the flexi extruder
has a flexi extruder.
Yeah.
And Bill asked Lulzbot, and he's like, "Hey, I'm borrowing Joel the 3D printing nerd's mini Lulzbot, and I just need that extruder." I was like, "Is there any way I could get one from you?" And they're like, "Oh yeah, sure, and we'll just send you
They sent us a Lulzbot Mini,
your own mini printer." Yeah, so they'll
so,
be we'll do a video on that later.
So everything except for 3D printers we bought.
Yeah, and
yep.
I mean, I consider...
And the X-Carve, they sent us that, too.
Yeah, like, I consider 3D printers just be another tool in our shop, but that does seem to be one, since there's so many competitors,
right.
That they are just trying to get them out there.
Yeah, it's so trendy.
Yeah.
It's not like lathe companies are jumping at the bit to get their lathes into prop maker hands.
That's true.
All right, Kagato is curious if we have our own web server. No, we don't. We're hosted on Dreamhost. We have outgrown that. As the shenanigans on my birthday proved. So we're going to have to come up with a different web site hosting solution than that. If you know about stuff like that, Nick, then let me know.
It's definitely been a good stepping stone.
Oh, yes, for a while, but it's not sustainable. Okay, Glumdar. In a video about some coasters, the side looked kind of hammered or overworked. If you understand what I mean, is there some place where you explain how to make that effect? This is the same way we did the hammered metal on our Draugr costumes. A rotary tool with a round bit, a spherical bit, and then just zapping it.
I feel bad that I don't remember, because that's your... They're talking about your Skyrim coasters?
Yes.
I assumed that you did that with epoxy sculpt and just dented them in. Because I don't remember. It's
it was Bondo.
Oh, was it?
I just filled the edge in with Bondo and just carved in a bunch of tiny little hammer
I mean, that's
details.
That's on our website if you look up Skyrim coasters.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a picture there that shows you doing it, but I don't remember.
Probably.
That was from many years ago.
Stark Cosplay said, I tried to run into you guys in Celebration, but you're impossible to pick out in a crowd. Unless we're wearing our Skyrim costumes.
Or if you see me, because I'm taller than everyone.
Yeah.
So that's what.
But we had very plain costumes on.
It's true. We didn't have We didn't have a lot of armor. Like I was just. I have my new smuggler costume that's almost done, and all I have is one armor piece. And then Bill was dressed as old man Han Solo.
Yes,
so.
I was.
You had a snazzy jacket.
Super snazzy. All right. Let's see. Patina Props. Roommate just walked in and said, "Is that a prop and costume making power couple?" That, I think, is an appropriate description. It cheers me.
Hello, Patina Props' roommate.
Hi there.
Welcome to the toaster.
Welcome. That's right, I forgot we call it the toaster. Drogan says, do you have any plans for going to the Montreal Comic Con? As of right now, we do not. I've been using your books to come up with some little things for my booth, and I would love to get your take on them.
Oh,
sorry we
awesome.
Won't be there, but that sounds awesome. Let's see.
Feel free to throw your booth ideas into the Prop Tarts group on Facebook. It's called The Prop Tarts.
The Prop Tarts of Punished Props, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a lot of really great advice. There's a couple other people who have been starting doing booths at conventions, so that's a good place to get some feedback. Also, we'll see it, too. I'm really behind on posts right now, but I love going through them and seeing all the cool stuff people are working on and cool ideas people are trying.
Let's see. Cyborg Kangaroo says, any idea about what you'll cosplay as for BlizzCon? Same with Dragon Con and everything else. We have ideas, but we haven't started on them yet.
I think I have 5 different things I'm trying
we
to choose
did
from.
We did write down ideas.
I have ideas.
But we haven't started them yet, so we're not going to share them with you guys.
Fortunately, all the things I want to do, I want to do. It's not like I'm trying to pick between things. I'm like, I don't want. It's like, I'm really excited to pick something because I'm going to do them all eventually. And that's, I think, what I've settled on. It's just, which one am I going to do this year for BlizzCon?
Yeah.
The other one I could do next year. So I'll pick one.
Cool. Someone Silent Warlock just linked the Prop Tart group. Awesome. Yes, go check that out. Let's see. Cosmic Flux says, do you guys think you might make it down to Rose City Comic Con this year? I certainly hope so. We had a lot of fun last year.
Is that soon?
That's in September.
Okay.
Everything beyond a month from now doesn't exist to me yet. So, we have 3 more conventions in 3 weeks to get through. So we're going to be in Texas, Canada, LA, and New York. So 4. We're going to 4 events in the next 3 weeks.
The public ones are South Texas Comic Con, which is this week. Next week is Northern Fan Con up in, was it Prince George?
Prince George, Canada.
Yeah. I've never been that far north before, so that'll be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are going to be at Construct in New York City, which I'm super excited about.
That should be super duper fun. Yes, it is in September, so I don't
even
know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Last year we went there because we just got back from somewhere.
Yeah, and we were like, oh, it's like a 3-hour drive.
I think we just got back from Dragon Con.
Yeah, it probably was.
And
right after.
A friend of ours said, hey, you can have some booth space if you show up, and we were like, put a bunch of books in the car, let's go. So it was kind of off the cuff.
Yeah, that's probably what'll happen again this year.
Sergeant Blissick is curious about if we're planning on building a new editing and gaming computer. Eventually, we have other things that need to happen before that'll be necessary. Stay tuned.
Yeah, not so much for gaming. We've been using our PS4 a lot, which is fine.
Yeah.
I don't need my games to look super cool and run optimal anymore. I'm just too old to care.
And our old doghouse system works fine still. It's not top of the line, but it plays Final Fantasy VI just fine.
But for editing, I would love to get you a computer that works better for 4K editing, because that seems to be the way most content's going towards. So the sooner we adopt that and have it in our workflow, the better. But right now, Bill's old Mac does not like the 4K.
Not one bit.
No.
Hey Patch is stoked. He likes your shirt. He has the Blue Ranger one.
Yay!
Blue Ranger, represent.
He likes blue. Green Ranger.
I met the Blue Ranger. I was a guest at a convention, and he was there. And I played it cool. I wasn't like, hi, I dressed up as you when I was in sixth grade. Ah! Thought that would be creepy.
He probably gets that a lot.
Just gave him a nod. I was like, yeah, it's Morphin time. Foo Fighter says, what would you say to make as a first project? I want to make a costume for a Comic-Con. If it's your first project, go into it with an appropriate level of ambition. Don't start with like an Iron Man suit. Pick something with just a couple of good pieces to work on. But make sure it's something that you're into. Make sure it's something you're stoked about. Because if you don't like it, then you're not driven to finish it. And you'll quit.
Yeah. I think some of the Overwatch characters are good examples. If you're passionate about Overwatch, I know it's really popular right now. It's a really fun game. There are some skins that are a little more friendly for maybe purchasing some thrift store stuff to work for it. And you just have to make the prop. I think Team Fortress is another good example. That was our first group costume. And that's so accessible because their costumes are very simple, but they have a prop. So like we had to figure that out. Bill made most of the props. I think we made our costumes like the night before.
Looks like Phoenix Revival is on Team Green Ranger.
Yeah. No, we don't have to choose. But I'm just saying that Tommy's awesome. Can we agree that Tommy's awesome?
Tommy is awesome. Yeah. Let's see. Blitzagog, I'm not sure I understand this question. He says, what's your favorite activity to do outside of prop, costume, and video making? Is there anything else? I don't think there is. I have been getting back into radio controlled vehicles. I did that a lot when I was growing up. So I got an RC car. I got a couple of them. Actually, I have three of them now. One of them doesn't work anymore because I drove it into the ocean. And I got a quadcopter. That's really cool. I got a Phantom 3. I bought that from a buddy. And I haven't had a lot of time to use those, but I have them now. And I'm actually rebuilding, my RC car to look like my car that I drive, and it's a Golf, but it seemed like it would be a lot of fun, so that's what I'm doing.
I think part of your draw to that is the technology is so good now, and it's really so cool. Accessible that it's a great hobby to get into now. He didn't say video games, so I'm gonna say video games.
Yeah, we play video games sometimes too. But I haven't played a game, like, it's been 2 or 3 weeks since I fired up Mass Effect.
Horizon Zero Dawn is great. I'm not rushing it because when it's over I'll be sad. It's a good game.
Cyborg Kangaroo likes the video we did on template building. Are you planning on making more premium video tutorials for the online shop? I am, but there's a level of organization that goes into making those that make them take longer than normal videos. So I will make more of those, but I don't know when.
We have plans, though.
We have plans.
There's, and I think that's important, like, we're not able to act on a lot of the plans now, but we're planning for plans. Like,
yes, it's planning for plans.
Yes. Yes. I think by this time next year, we'll have a more spread, another book, some more premium videos. But we're working on some potentially expansion things to make it so content will be more regular and the quality will keep going up. So we'll see how that all goes.
Cosmic Flux says, RC car into the ocean, fancy camera into the ocean. I'm sensing a trend.
That's a good point.
Yeah, the me and the Pacific Ocean really, really don't get along. And it wasn't just the camera. It was the camera, three lenses, a cell phone, and an audio recorder.
I want like a little silhouette of a stick figure on like a cliff with the ocean, like a cartoon ocean. Yeah. Throwing
all of those things.
Nah.
Hey Pat says, just get an SSD and a bunch of RAM for your editing computer. I've maxed out the RAM and hard drive SSD for my Mac. Mm-hmm. It doesn't like 4K, but it's a 2013 computer, so it's 4 years old. Let's see. BMR Tech Design is on the Green Ranger, White Ranger train, but he says David Yost is really cool. That's the Blue Ranger.
Wow. But is he an MMA fighter?
Mm-mm.
Just
he is not. He is not. DLC Props says, I'm planning on making a tutorial on making a foam Thor's hammer. Any advice on making the tutorial? Especially when you're getting started, film more than you think you need. And then you can edit it down. Where I am now, I can generally kind of come up with a shot list in my head and edit as I film. Mm-hmm. But I don't recommend people do that right away, because it becomes easy to forget to film stuff.
Yeah, you want to get in the habit of filming. Now that because I'm still very new at the recording and editing compared to Bill, I think now I'm getting into the habit well enough that while I'm recording, I think, what am I going to use this footage for? Mm-hmm. So I'll position everything, get everything set up, hit record, stand for 5 seconds,
yep,
and then stop recording. Because in my head, I'm like, I'm doing the voiceover of like, and then I sanded it or whatever. And it's like, that's all I need.
Right.
But I didn't know that before. Before, I got way too much footage, but I wasn't sure what my story was going to be. I know Hey Patch has some good advice that I've heard through, that's good advice through other disciplines. It's the, was it in late, out early? So the idea of when you edit down your footage, you first, and it's like this with writing too, you think it's also precious. You mm-hmm. need to include every little bit, and then you end up with like a 40-minute tutorial video.
Yeah.
And then, but once you start thinking, it's like you don't need the beginning and you don't need the end of each bit. You just need a couple seconds. You can make it much more snappy and much more paced better.
Yeah.
But you won't know until you try.
You won't know until you've done a couple hundred of them.
And I dislike every video I've ever edited. So yeah. Maybe after I do 100 of them, I'll get good enough to be
probably not
proud of now.
Oh, wow. Let's see. Aiden wants to know, who would you want to do a collaboration with? I have a list, actually, of people mm-hmm. that we've approached about collaborations. But we've done a couple that have been great, like people we watch, people we're fans of on YouTube who we've been able to work with, like Andrew DFT, who I've been a fan of for years, Jazza, which was amazing. I'm talking actually to Drac from Lord Draconical. He does Nerf gun videos, so he mods Nerf guns, and I would love to do a video where he does the mechanical mod and then I do a video of the aesthetic mod, something like that. I don't know.
That would be really cool.
I might be meeting him in a couple weeks and talking with him about that. But I love his videos too, and it'd be great to work with him.
Yeah. We do have a list. I know we talked briefly with Zon Zombie.
When
we were at PAX East about doing
Absolutely.
Something. Don't have a schedule for it.
No, but we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
Let's see. Filthy Kitty's curious. What service level do you have with DreamHost? We have VPS hosting. We do. The problem is that we have enough RAM on our VPS, but the CPU keeps getting crushed when we get a ton of traffic.
Yeah, and I think...
And you can only... When you upgrade that, you just get more RAM. It's really weird.
I think part of the issue with the whole CPU side is our website...
it's not efficient.
No, it's not efficient. There's a lot of wasted stuff in it because it's held together with, like, duct tape and hopes and wishes. And
I made it myself! let's see here. Cosmic Flux says, Andrew DFT is embarking on a world tour. Is that a fact? Do you have any inside information if he's planning on visiting the Pacific Northwest? Maybe. Some sort of meetup would be really cool. It would. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah, we don't have scheduling yet, but stay tuned.
Yeah. See, Hey Patch says, yes, arrive late, leave early, but at the same time, you got to make sure you capture everything. You do. Mm-hmm. You do. But you're not going to know until you get a bunch of content under your belt. Quick one. Foo Fighter says, when did you start making props? About 2009. So 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. I made, you said Team Fortress props?
Yeah, I think it was. Team Fortress was our really first. Bill had a lot of hobbies before that. So like he would try out different things like chainmail and all sorts of stuff. And around that time,
photography was my main hobby.
Yeah.
And when I say like I was into photography for a few years, I was relentless. I was considering turning that into my full-time job.
You used to do a photo
a blog. I would do at least one photo a day.
Yeah, that was part of your challenge. Mm-hmm. You just wanted to keep doing it.
I did that for a very long time. I don't think the blog is alive anymore. I think I killed it.
That was where the Punished Props name came from. Yep. It used to be Punished Pixels for the photography side.
But, I you know what? I'm going to find the link real quick. My Flickr page still has everything.
Oh, so you have pictures of like birds on there and stuff.
.com/photo? Photos/... I think this is the right link. Let me find it. Yeah, that's me.
Huh.
So this is where all my photography went. There are I don't post new stuff on there.
If you go to albums.
But if you go to albums and then you go to
has a lot of photos of his old props.
Yeah, a lot of my old props are up there.
Yeah.
And then let's go down Dragon Con, PAX. I got old videos there. Go way, way back. This one here, my daily photos. There's 191 photos in there, and I processed one photo a day, every day for like a year, and that's weekdays. Mm-hmm. So, because I was practicing, that's how I practiced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's how he decided that he didn't want to do that as a living. He just wanted it to be as a career.
I decided after I shot a couple weddings that it was not for me. Let's see. Drogan says 40-minute tutorial. Bring it up, foam pie.
40 minutes of sanding.
Yeah. Grenthor the Mighty's curious when the next ASMR video is coming out. Probably next year on April Fool's Day.
That one can be like rotary tool. Call it like dentistry.
Yeah. Chicken Nugget wants to know about free 3D software. He's dabbled with SketchUp and FreeCAD. I have been loving Fusion 360. And if you're a hobbyist or a startup or a student, you can use Fusion 360 for free. Go check it out.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good tutorials on Fusion 360's website. We used to use the beginner program of that, like the little baby brother called 123D Design.
Yep, but they killed it.
Yeah, they had that in Tinkercad. So it was Tinkercad, 123D Design, and Fusion 360. And so they're taking out the middle one. So Tinkercad is great if you want your kids to start getting into 3D modeling. Tinkercad deals with simple primitive shapes so you can move around, and just when you overlap them, it forms the same body, and then it goes straight to the 3D printer. So if you can kind of get your kids into the process, which is great. I instantly got frustrated with the program because I wanted to make more complicated things, but it's good for like more like two-dimensional cookie cutters. Like if you want to make a cookie cutter, it's a great program. But
yeah.
Fusion 360, you can make just about anything.
Yeah.
Unless it's like something that you'd want to do in ZBrush. Sculptress is, I think, ZBrush's simpler version. I think I haven't used it, which is like an actual sculpting program. So that's more organic, alien type stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let's grab... Where did I see it? Oh, Habiteer Workshop, by the way, is in the chat. And... subscribe, resub for a full year.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you, Habiteer Workshop, another 1 year subscriber.
Thank you so
much. My hat is off to you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, Rob TC says, I just turned down a 10K wedding. Too much pressure. I don't do them. Not worth it.
Yeah.
Weddings are hard to shoot. But the people who do them very well and get paid very well for it are champions.
There's definitely a lot of emotion involved in that day for like the participants, so it sounds like a very tense experience.
Orange Bike is thinking of making a Manhattan. You should stop thinking and start mixing.
Well, first,
curious, would you recommend bourbon or rye whiskey? We were going with bourbon.
Yes. If you follow the Modern
Here,
Rogue,
I'll go find it.
The Modern Rogue on YouTube is a great channel to follow.
Yeah.
They do videos where they try to become, was it gentlemen, rogues, and...
A gentleman, a warrior, and a scoundrel.
Yeah. So they like learn fighting techniques. They learn mixology. They have a episode on the Manhattan, and it's very enlightening. I learned a lot about it. I want to know... How Bill, like, we put cherries in ours.
Yep.
He hasn't eaten his cherries yet. Like, how do you have that discipline?
I am way more interested in the booze than the fruit. Someone's linked to the 500 pixel page of Punished Pixels, and it's not me. It's some guy who has pictures of water droplets. I don't know. Someone stole my name, though.
To be fair, you got that name from a photography podcast.
Kind of.
So, like...
I got the inspiration from that.
Yes, they talk about punishing pixels in photo editing and how there's people who think that, oh, you have to get it right in camera and you're not allowed to photo edit it. Because there was a time in photography history when everything started going digital that the traditionalists didn't like Photoshop. So they were like, no, it's okay to punish your pixels.
Yeah.
It's okay. At least they're using the name. I mean, you're not doing anything.
I'm not. DLC Prop says, I still have a mask for my cousin for shooting my wedding. Oh, you did a little trade. I mean, that's how we... in hindsight, I would have done this differently, but at the time, we hired a friend to shoot our wedding by paying for his flight and everything out to the wedding. And it went okay. But I would really kind of rather that relationship be, here's my money, I am giving it to you because you are a competent professional to shoot the wedding, and you have a track record. That's, yeah. Like, in the future, if I have an important event that I would love to have documented, I'd rather hire someone than hope that my friend who's decent with a camera is going to cover it well.
Well, so, also, it's hard on them because if they're a friend, you want them to enjoy your wedding.
Yeah.
If they're a photographer for your wedding, they're not going to enjoy your wedding. No matter if they say they are or not, they're going to have that pressure of having to work during it. So, yeah, I mean, that's it is an expense, but I do think doing the professional route where you keep it a business relationship is the way to go.
I want to quick point out, Wilkins is asking about 3D software like we were talking about earlier, and Cosmic Flux has pointed out that Matter Hackers has an article on finding the right 3D modeling software for you.
That's which awesome. Is great.
I also wrote an article on Tested.
Yeah. We need to have a page on our site that links to all your Tested articles.
I do. Yeah, I wrote a bunch of them.
I forgot you wrote that one. That's cool though. I'm gonna have to check out that Matter Hackers one. Thanks, Cosmic Flux, for sharing it. That's really cool.
3D modeling.
If you search for your name, it shows all your. That's all true. Your stuff too.
Yeah, Introduction to 3D Modeling for Prop and Costume Making, an article by Bill Duran.
That was written last year at this time.
There
a
we
little
go.
Over a year ago.
Rob is in the chat, my twin brother. He says I recall him enjoying the wedding. He did, sure did. There you go. There's another article on software for 3D modeling. That's worth checking out. So it still seems pretty relevant. I probably talk about. Do I not talk about Fusion 360?
It was before you. Oh, you did. It's more than halfway down. After 1, 2, 3D design.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. There it is. Very cool. Yeah, yeah. Because that's my current favorite.
Yeah, you did parts of Mr. Handy in that, I think. Right? And that was in that article.
Mr. Handy, yeah. Mr. Handy was all in Fusion.
Yeah.
Let's see. Foo Fighters asking about making a tutorial on how to make extra arms for a costume. I will say, if we ever do a costume that has more than the arms that we have, we'll totally do a tutorial.
Yeah.
But we don't tend to do content unless it is relevant to a costume we're already making, or if it's a topic that is useful to a large number of people.
So, I want to do a video on hand extensions, because a lot of characters have bigger than, larger than life or longer.
Or a video on wings would be really good.
Yes, and I might not do a wing costume in the future, or the longer hands
I'm eating
ones.
One of the cherries.
I'm so jealous you still have cherries.
Mm.
I ate mine
fingers.
Long ago. For the multiple hands one, the head, if it's four arms and the second arms are lower, there's the fishing line string to the fake hand, and it just raises when you raise your other hand. But I saw someone, I think this was 2 years ago at BlizzCon, they did, might have been BlizzCon, I don't remember. Link a picture in the chat if you know what I'm talking about. It was some cool, type costume. I think it was a bad guy character that she had four arms, and the cosplayer had one top arm that was a prosthetic and one lower arm that was a prosthetic that were posed. And so she had one real arm here and one real arm down here, and she would move those. And it helped sell the illusion that all four arms were real because one upper one was moving.
Yeah.
And one lower. It wasn't just both the higher ones. It was super clever. And I think they were just mannequin hands. Mm-hmm. They weren't
Rob, not my twin Rob, other Rob, Rob TC. Says he just tweeted a picture at me.
Oh, did he make
says,
a
Bill's hobby throwing expensive electronic devices into the Pacific, and he drew me a sketch.
I wanna look at it. Oh my gosh, there is totally. It's like if you zoom way in.
Yeah,
there is.
I will. You know what? We'll do since we're doing this. I will. I have the picture on my phone of me falling in the ocean. Cause all right, so many of you probably didn't
print
hear the story.
That out and put it on my wall.
While I was busy falling in the ocean, Brittany was shooting bracketed photo shots of the sunset, she actually caught a couple of frames of me getting assaulted by the Pacific Ocean. This is a really terrible. Well, there's me. Well, reflections are terrible. I know there's a better way to do this, but
oh, it looks great though.
There's me. That's
that is a different photo. It's trying to go to the next photo. There we go.
There's me going, oh no, oh no, oh no. And then there's me gone because the ocean consumed me. Yeah, it's a funny story because I didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, Foo Fighter. We have this really long list of ideas for videos, and they get shuffled around, but we're definitely not short on ideas.
No.
but like,
goodness, no.
Every once in a while, we'll, like, because we've covered a lot of stuff in our builds, but we haven't done specific videos on everything. So, like,
right.
like filling seams in foam. So now we Bill just put up a video that specifically covers that.
I put that up today.
Yeah.
In fact, you can check out that. Look at that right there on punishrobs.com.
Look at you with your cool paladin
guy.
Helmet.
Let's see. Berserk. Wait, there was another one. Drogon is curious if we plan on doing a massive muscle suit. I can't think of a costume I might do that would require a muscle suit.
They're talking about the street shark and the orc costumes,
yeah.
too. Those, I mean, to be fair, if you go to the RPF build of Steve's orc SKS props, it covers everything about making a muscle suit.
I will say, eventually we'll get to everything. We are a team of two people currently, and two cats that aren't even here.
Yeah.
But they don't help out very
much.
Their
food's going to go off soon. So.
But eventually, we will cover everything. So it's worth sticking around. It'll just take us a while to get there.
But, like, upholstery foam in general, I want to do more videos on, because it's a newer material for me. If you come from a sewing background, or especially if you do mascot costumes, that's more of a common material. But for me, I'm not too comfortable with it. So, like, when Bill did his sulfurous hammer, it has upholstery foam spikes on it, which is great for conventions, and it can still diffuse light if you use something transparent like latex. So he has light up squishy spikes, and I would like to do some of that. Maybe one of my potential BlizzCon costumes might have parts of a muscle suit, so I can do some upholstery foam carving.
Yeah, or just way to kind of like adjust your form a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I think that would also be great content if we do a third foamsmith book, like, eventually, like, cover insulation foam and upholstery foam. Because they're all foams.
Yeah.
Or even PVC foam, just to throw people for a loop. It's like, oh, it's plastic.
Technically a foam.
Yeah.
Let's see. Berserker Works is curious if Context Met is temperature sensitive. He says the stuff he's using isn't working great and the room is cold. It might be.
Warren told me it is.
It is.
And Warren knows everything.
Warren knows everything, yeah.
Especially, like, The containers we like to use that have the brush, the glue pot, is a metal base, and unfortunately that keeps the container colder. Warren says that I think these solvents, especially the toluene, evaporate. So, like, if you leave your container open, the solvents, the stuff that's really bad to breathe, will evaporate and your glue becomes less effective. He said that's the white stuff you start to see in the glue. And he said that also colder glue will do that. So I wonder if the solvent will evaporate more if it's colder. I don't remember. He posted it on a prop tart post a while ago, so I'm not going to be able to find it. But
BMR Tech Design says, have you ever used the product Sculpt or Coat? Nope, have not. Petita Prop says, suggestions for meeting fellow prop makers and creating relationships with fellow makers more than just, I like your stuff. I like your stuff too. A lot of my relationships with other prop makers are that.
That's all I say.
I think you're neat. I think you're neat too. You're only going to develop a real relationship with someone if you get to spend a lot of time around them.
In person, if you have business cards for your cosplay page, that's great. To hand out. If you see someone that you want to chat with in the future, just hand them your card. Online, just keep commenting on their posts.
Yeah, but don't be annoying.
Yes, yes. Be sincere.
Be sincere.
Yeah.
For that, I recommend the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Everyone who's listening to me right now should go read that book. It's a great book. I think if everyone read that book, we'd all be better humans to one another.
Yeah, yeah. It has a lot of really good concepts in it. I am like a third of the way through. On this next trip, I'll probably plow through the rest of it.
DLC props is curious if we're doing this month's prop dart challenge. Probably not.
I have a hammer I want to make too. Like, yeah.
We're traveling for the next 3 or 4 weeks, though. It's probably not going to happen.
You know what? I might still do it. The modding toy gun challenge I just did. So it's a month late. But I'm fine with that. I think it's great to encourage making of something outside of my comfort zone. So
Phoenix Revival is heading out of here. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for hanging out. We'll see you later. And we're way over, by the way, but we're having such a good time.
I still have some drink left.
I just finished my drink, so I think it's time to end this thing. Let's see. Cosmic Flux says, next time I see you in person, I hope to buy physical copies of both Films with Myth books. If you're in South Texas this weekend, you could do that.
I feel like I should wear a trench coat that like has a couple and just books. Be like, They're heavy though. That's they the are. Problem. So if we're traveling like to Dragon Con,
yeah.
Unless we have one of our poor friends who has a booth, like give them the books to sell, we won't have books there. So it seems like everything's in order. If you guys are in Canada, our books are on Amazon Canada.
They are now.
Yeah, I finally got. It went through a bunch of adventures, but a shipment of our books finally made it to Canada and is up on their store. And yeah. Someone bought one of the books and it looks like it went through. So Amazon does the shipping, which is great. So instead of us doing the shipping and it getting destroyed through customs on the way to Canada, so that should be fine. So if you want a physical book and you're in Canada, they're on there. I think they're priced fairly for the amount the shipping took to get there. I'm not sure. The price might change in the future.
Yeah, we're learning as we go.
Yeah, currency exchanges are weird.
We just... How many of each book did we just order? 1,000?
Yeah.
We just bought from our printing company 1,000 of both of our books cash. Like, we paid for them outright and then had them sent around the world to be distributed by Amazon.
Like a virus.
So we never even saw them. Yeah. Like,
it was kind of neat. Like, they went to the Amazon US warehouse too. Also, if you're in the US, you can buy our books straight on Amazon, which has much more efficient shipping than
us. You can
us.
Still buy them from our website, obviously. But it's weird to like spend just an astonishing amount of money on books that we'll never see. That's a thing. Whee! So please, buy our books.
And potentially, they're going to be in the UK Amazon as well.
Yeah, that's their...
It's really
there's
hard.
A thing with customs and getting
apparently,
books there.
Apparently, custom brokers are a thing. I'm working on it.
We're like very much learning as we go. But we're trying very hard to get books in places where it's easier and cheaper for you guys to get your hands on them.
Yeah, cheaper is great, but my main issue is the books slowly get destroyed the more they travel. So, like, we'll have someone in Hong Kong order a book, and it takes a month to get there. Sometimes it gets stuck in customs for weeks.
Yep.
And when it arrives, it's like the box is barely held together. So, by, like, Amazon does great with shipping, especially with books, they're usually fine. So having them do the shipping once the books arrive is, I'm excited.
Cool. Yeah. All right. I think we're going to end it there. Thank you guys so much for showing up for this thing. We weren't sure. We're like kind of scrambling for a live thing. We thought we'd throw this together and this turned out awesome because you guys are awesome. Our awesome prop tarts. I really do hope some of you end up in South Texas for some reason and hang out with us this weekend. That would be great. South Texas Comic Con. We're flying out there tomorrow morning. We have to pack directly after this. But packing is going to be a lot more fun now that I've had a good drink in me. That's all we got. More videos coming out soon. And do you have anything, Britt?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. All right. Thank you again so much for hanging out for this special edition of Prop Live Q&A. And we'll see you all next week.
Thanks, everyone. See you later.
We'll just go, we'll cut to this. We'll end. We'll just end.